The National Youth Policy has been promulgated way back. The problem is with its implementation. But what are the challenges? We have been joined on the line by the National Coordinator of the National Youth Authority, Ras Mubarak, to give us an insight into happenings. Good morning to you, Ras. Hello, Ras Mubarak.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, Ras, what exactly is hindering the implementation of the National Youth Policy?
Hello, Sarek. I can't hear you at all.
Ras, can you hear me now?
Okay, it's a little better now.
Yes, I was asking what factors are hindering the implementation of the National Youth Policy.
Well, thanks very much indeed. I think it's largely been to commitments, but you know, some work has really gone on in the with respect to implementation in the past. After 3 years since the launch of the National Youth Policy, a lot of young people across the country and various other stakeholders were looking forward to the implementation. You know, we have not had an implementation plan for the last 3 years. Good news is that we have put in place one. You know, we've put in place a team to finalize, as a matter of top priority, the implementation plan for the youth policy. You know, and I have directed that the team finishes and publish the work within the next five weeks. So by the first week of February, we would have, you know, in place for the policy, and then would publish it for all Ghanaians. Now, that would not end there, because after the publication of the plan, we need to monitor and evaluate, you know, work that has gone on so far. You know, because I sincerely believe that we need to put in place the dots that would ensure that the young people of our country feel a part of the process. You know, and if you read our National Youth Policy, Section 5.21 clearly states that, you know, the views of young people, for instance, you know, have to be sought, you know, and their participation have to be sought in national development, you know, from government and other stakeholders. And they must be sought in a very conscious and consistent manner. Unfortunately, however, you know, we don't get to engage young people in the decision-making processes, and it alienates the youth of our country. So we want to make sure that, you know, government, stakeholders, private institutions, and everyone else who is involved in the activities of young people in our country are seeking the views of young people. You know, clearly we are not involved enough. For example, you know, what was the input of young people or groups or youth groups in the recent budget? You know, my office clearly was not contacted, you know, to take on our suggestions and views. Now, that has been the practice since 1992, and successive governments have not consciously and consistently involved young people in the decision-making processes. You know, we want to make sure that we are being engaged. We want to make sure that we are making inputs into the activities of our country. But there are some various other things that we are doing aside, you know, a full implementation of the youth policy. If you looked at our districts, now a lot of districts do not have youth coordinators, you know, especially many of the newly created districts. You know, and we are able to do the sort of things that we are mandated to do on the ground. I mean, youth work is clearly field work. And if you don't have officers on the ground, I mean, it's just like, you know, having GBC without reporters, you know, across the regions and districts. You know, you don't become visible. You are unable to rise up to the challenges of a fast-changing world. You know, so we want to make sure that immediately we have officers in place, and indeed the finance ministry would give us the go ahead to immediately recruit officers in some of these districts to help us, you know, do the job that we are mandated to do. And one of the major concerns of young people, I must add, is also the unavailability of a database of youth groups in the districts and regional capitals. You know, you realize that you are unable to plan if you don't know the groups of young people you are dealing with, you know. And I am sincerely interested in ensuring that we immediately, within the first quarter of 2014, build, you know, a national database that would incorporate all the youth groups across the country in the various districts and regions, you know, so that if there's any help, you know, we can extend the help to these groups.
Well, Russ, obviously we are not doing magic, but if you were to wield a magic wand, what would you want to see, especially...
I'm sorry, sir, the line is extremely faint.
Russ, I said, unfortunately, we are not doing magic, but if you were to wield the magic wand, what would you want to see, especially in terms of youth development in 2014 and beyond?